day did you sleep in on?
Friday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Happy Friday, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Yep, this is the last one for the week, guys. Friday, or Fri-yay, more like it, am I right?
Yes, you're so right.
Woo! Nath, this is the last Veronica Cars. It was our last time giving away Veronica's tickets by getting people to sing Veronica's on the radio. Did you want to? I didn't even ask. It's so rude of me to ask. Did you want to sing Veronica's at all?
Oh God, no, no, no. No. Okay. We want people to listen. Yeah. We want people to listen to this.
Not in your, go to karaoke songs.
No, no. I like the Veronica's, but no, not in my go tos. No.
What? Yeah. I can't remember what your go tos.
Kelly Clarkson's in there for me. Yeah. Who else? What else is in there for me? Whatever I'm vibing. Whatever
I like,
I'm vibing.
I Will Survive, but the cake version of the Gloria Gaynor.
That angers me every time. Don't even sing
at
it.
At first, I was afraid. It's because you don't need to sing it. It's more of a talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but just defeats
the purpose. I was thinking about you.
go, give me a little bit.
I never without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you've done me wrong.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I grew strong. I learned how to get along, and so you're back.
Producer Grace, you and I, have a very strong opinion about this.
This is the worst song of all time.
No, yeah. it's not.
And it's his karaoke song.
The worst song of all time is the Crazy Frog.
I'd rather that.
Oh, that's my new karaoke song. Nate, you knew I'd do this the other day. I went to, I always go to Pilates. Love it. KX Pilates in the city here. It's also one over in Rosny.
Good to have it back open.
Yeah, good to have it back open. It's lovely to go do things. And I'm friends with someone through mutual friends. A shout out to Linda. She's in Melbourne at the moment. Thoughts to everyone in Melbourne. But her sister's married to Peter Siddle, famous cricketer. And I saw him at Pilates. And I said, good day. We sort of knew each other. He's like, Jimmy.
Living in Tassie at the moment, Peter
Siddle?
Yeah,
so he's just moved down. Did 14 days quarantine out at the airport. Mm-hmm. He got the travel lodge.
Is that the Ibis? Not the Ibis. It's just the travel lodge. Yeah.
So you randomly get a hotel. You got the travel lodge. So he was there 14 days. Said it's lovely to be out of isolation. So yeah, he's playing for the Tasmanian Tigers.
Yeah.
So that's what he's down here for, playing cricket. Anyway, so we're chatting and we went in. We're doing the plays class and we were sort of next to each other. And you've done plays with me. You know, it's like a bit of banter between the boys.
Yeah, a bit of chat, you
having
know.
A fun time.
So we're not as flexible.
Look at us men doing Pilates.
The girls are better. That kind of gear,
teach me how to do it. It's funny. There was
that's actually what happens every single time.
There was a lady on the other side of me. At one stage, I was really struggling, and she stopped, and she's like, are you okay? Are you all right?
I mean, I want to help. Yeah.
She was really good, and that was lovely. Such a lovely thing to do. But anyway, no, I'm chatting with Pete. Anyway, he's doing the class, and we're both sort of doing it the same. And I don't know if you've ever had that thought. I mean, you had it recently. You returned to rugby. Mm. You know what I mean? I mean, you broke your hand, unfortunately, but there must have been a moment in your brain where you went, I want to get back out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, especially being in isolation.
Do you remember when it was? Was there something that...
No, it's always been something I wanted to do for a long time. It wasn't a snap. It was kind of like you just go do this. Yeah. It's time.
Look, I'm not saying I'm on the level of Peter Siddle. This guy's,
played. It sounds like, what's he saying? Yeah.
What I'm saying is I'm better than... No, but you know, he's a professional cricketer at the highest level. And, you know, we're working out together and we're sort of doing the same exercises. So in my brain, I'm kind of like...
Yeah, but so is the 45-year-old mum next to you.
So what I'm thinking, Nath, is I want to be a 45-year-old mum. No, just the thought entered me. I was like, maybe I could still play.
Just because you were doing what you... Pilates.
Yeah, I was
workout.
Doing heavy legs. I was doing intermediate springs, bro.
Oh, in that case, put him in the Australian team.
Yeah, put me straight in, coach. I'm ready to go. It's your birthday, so you're about to
get a birthday shout-out. Yeah, Jim, time for some hit birthday shouts. You want to get one? Hit.com.au. That's where you go.
Yeah, Nath, you've got two today and one tomorrow. Today, friend of the show, huge fan. Shout out to Maddie Wright.
Oh, Mads, good on you, Mads.
Mads is a big friend of the show. She does a bit. She's got Jimmy and Nathan a bio. She's our number one fan, apparently.
Yeah, she's committed.
She is committed.
Yeah, good on her.
Happy. We got invited to her 18th. We can't come tonight.
We can't come. No, it's tonight, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
Oh, we're invited. Maybe we'll make an appearance.
Free drinks, apparently.
I'll be there. Let's go now.
Happy 18th birthday, Maddie. You no longer have to write your own notes.
Oh, I used to do that all the time.
Oh, yeah. There's an inside joke. Maybe that's from Mum, Bree and Tay. I'm going to come back to the other one for today. But tomorrow we've got Hayley.
Good on you, Hayley.
That's August 15th. Yep, tomorrow. Happy birthday, love, Aiden.
Aiden, two first names.
Yeah, no, if it's two first names, he's just written his name twice. No. So
didn't know he put it in.
Happy birthday to Hayley from Aiden. And Nath, very special one today. Happy birthday, Mum. I love you endlessly and I miss you so much and I can't wait to give you a big hug soon. And that goes out to Kate Gard.
Oh, Grace's mum.
Grace's mum.
Yeah, lovely.
Kate Gard. So happy birthday to Kate. We love Kate.
We love Kate. She's a fan of the show. Tell you what, we'll be going to her birthday party.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, she's on the mainland. We can't go, but we'll be celebrating your birthday, Kate, at Maddie's 18th.
Surely we'll get her on a Zoom call or something. Yeah. She loves it.
We'll FaceTime her later.
Oh, Kate Gard. Jim, she is the founder of a Tasmanian podcast series focusing on motherhood in rural Australia. It's called Motherland Australia. It's been downloaded, get this, more than 40,000 times and is up for an Oz Mumpreneur Award. Please welcome the host of that podcast, Stephanie Trithewey.
Morning. Thanks, guys. That's a really, really lovely intro.
Oh, Steph, you deserve it, can I say, because this is incredible. 40,000 downloads. Can you tell us about the podcast?
Yeah, look, my background actually is in journalism. I used to be a TV journalist on the mainland before I fell in love with a Tasmanian farmer.
Oh, as we all do.
Here I am.
That's why we're all here, Steph. That's why we're all here.
Yeah, and so I guess moving to the land to start our beef business was a big bit of a shock for me, to be honest, and throw a newborn into the mix, and it was... Yeah, it was not sunshine and roses, I can tell you that. It was really, really difficult. And, yeah, I was just sitting at home one night and I just thought I'd love to hear from other rural mums who have kind of been there, done that. And so I couldn't really find what I was looking for, so I just sort of launched it myself. And, yeah, there was no one out there sort of telling these amazing stories from about, you know, life on the land and raising kids. So here I am.
Steph, you say things were difficult. What were some of those things that were difficult?
My son decided not to sleep for the first 6 months of his life. It was sort of that up every 45 minutes. And I don't know, like people tell you, oh, you know, parenthood, you'll be sleep deprived. And until you're in it, you know, you don't know what it's really like. So that was really tricky. And I guess just being isolated, it sounds a bit silly because in Tassie, we're so lucky. Like we're not really that isolated. I can drive to Hobart in under 3 hours. But for me, being, you know, I was 3 minutes from my local shops, and now I'm sort of 3 hours from a sort of decent city, I suppose. So,
Oh, Deloraine's a decent city. We love Deloraine. It's a beautiful
place. I don't want to speak badly of Deloraine. We're pretty lucky. Got the local Woolies here. That's all I need. But yeah, look, it was a big shock. So yeah, I guess that feeling of being isolated, sleep deprived, and just like life on the land is very different to life in the city, and kind of miss journalism. I miss telling stories, and it kind of all just made sense. So thanks to my son for coming into the world, because that's where the podcast came from.
Well, speaking of telling stories, so each week you're interviewing a different rural woman. How did you find these women easily? Did they come forward? Did you go to them? How did you get in touch with them?
Yeah, I found most of them on social media, thanks to the power of social media. So I reached out to one or two on Instagram, and after that, it just kind of snowballed. My husband had a good few contacts being, you know, in agriculture his whole life. And yeah, since then, I've just, yeah, people just come to me every week and nominate their you know, friends, mums, daughters, sisters, whatever. So yeah, it's just really kind of happened naturally, which is awesome.
Are you finding that they're facing some of the same things that you were? Like, are you bonding over, you know, your son not sleeping, things like that?
Yeah, thankfully he's sleeping now. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, I'm about to go round two. I'm due in November, so if he wasn't sleeping, there would be no number two. Yeah. but yeah, look, I am bonding with a lot of them. I've actually kind of made some really good mates over social media. That, I mean, some of them are in the Northern Territory. You know, I've met a mum. You know, one of the women I interviewed. I mean, her daughter broke her arm, and the Royal Flying Doctor Service couldn't land because the tarmac was too muddy for 3 days. So, you know, sitting at home with a broken arm for 3 days because you can't get medical help. So. Very different to life in Tassie, but certainly being a mum and some of the challenges we face being more isolated, being at home a lot and juggling, like the juggle is real. My husband works 7 days a week as a farmer. So, yeah, there is a lot that we bond over. It's been really a bit of an eye-opener and makes you feel less alone.
Steph, we know the podcast has been downloaded, I've already said it, 40,000 times. What is it that you want to achieve from the podcast, whether it's the people you interview or the people who listen and download it?
I think I really want rural mums to have a seat at the table. And I think that's why I'm really stoked with this award is it's, you know, all these mumsy awards and things like that. A lot of them are city based, let's face it. Like they're in, like, you know, in the city. And I really just want to have rural mums have a bit of a voice. And I suppose that's what I'm hoping to achieve is, you know, they're the backbone of these communities. You know, in Tassie alone, like rural families make up a big part of this state outside Hobart and Lonnie, et cetera. So it's just about, yeah, as I said, getting them a seat at the table and making them feel like their stories matter. It's very easy to go about your your day here. And you just, I don't know, you just sort of think you're not, you know, in your high-flying corporate job in the city or on TV like I used to be. It can make you feel like, oh, well, what am I achieving? And these stories, I mean, yeah, I mean, I would encourage even blokes to go and have a listen. Some of these mums are so tough, but also super soft. And there's, you know, a really big variety of stories out there. They're not all farmers' wives. Some are running really high, you know, high startup businesses. So, yeah, there's a real variety in there.
Well, well done, Steph. You're well and truly on your way to achieving that. Stephanie Trithew, the host of the Motherland Australia podcast. Go and download it, guys. This thing is awesome. And Steph, of course, all the best for the Oz Mumpreneur Awards this year as well.
Thank you so much. And any Tassie mums out there that have some suggestions, let me know. But appreciate the support, guys.
Thanks, Steph. Bye. Jim, I want to ask a question now. Hobart, jump on the phones. 13, 12, 16. When did the spider get in the car? When did the spider get in the car, Jim? Many people may have seen this video of a poor old Aussie girl driving on a highway when a huntsman spider, they're always huntsmen, suddenly appeared on her dashboard, and then she pulled over and it jumped onto the steering wheel. Here's a little bit of what happened.
Oh my God, it's coming towards
It's all good,
me.
But don't worry, it's all good. Oh, he's chilling. He's chilling. Just pull over.
Now, eventually she was able to pull over, open the door, and the huntsman jumped out. But there is nothing more terrifying than a spider appearing on the dashboard while you're driving, particularly on a highway.
They're more scared of you than we are of them.
Spoken like a true country boy. I'm a city boy, mate. They're horrible.
I've never had a spider in a car.
See, we had this discussion yesterday. This absolutely baffles me. Half the office said that they had. You're the one who grew up in the country, and you've never had a spider in the car.
I've had little spiders.
Probably had a kangaroo in your car or something.
Have had a kangaroo in my car. I've had a snake in my car.
Inside the car or under? Because don't they get up and underneath?
Yeah, it was in the front grill into like where the engine is. It was a brown snake.
Forget it. Oh, they're the deadly ones.
Yeah, I was. Well, it wasn't my car. I think it was Dad's car or someone. Mm. That's probably the closest I've come to being like, oh God, there's a snake there, but. Ripped him out, just grabbed him by the tail,
flipped around, get on with it, get away. I've had two memorable instances of spiders in cars.
Yeah.
One was on the way driving to footy training. They always seem to come out when you're on the highway.
What kind of spider was it?
Huntsman.
No, they're fine, mate. They're not poisonous.
Yeah, but you don't know that in the time.
If they bite you, bite them back.
Because I was driving. I remember the same thing. It came out from underneath the visor.
Yeah.
On the visor and then jumped down onto just in front of the wheel, and I'm driving on the highway and I couldn't pull over, so I'm trying to grab like a footy boot and start whacking it to try and get it away.
It's they kill other insects. They're nature's.
Yeah, but they can still nip me.
Yeah, but it's not going to hurt you. Just be a little bite.
Yeah, but it's freaking
Come
me
here,
out.
I'll bite you.
No, you'll bite too.
Tell me what's worse.
And then the other one which scarred me was when I was a kid, me and my sister used to go on road trips with our parents all the time, and Dad, he's still got a ute, but his older ute, one time we were sleeping in the back of the ute, pulled over, Mum and Dad were in the front, and big huntsman came in while we were in the back sleeping, and we were trying to get Mum and Dad's attention, flashing a light at them, but they were asleep, so they weren't paying attention either. And so I'm trying to protect my sister.
What were you doing?
I was putting her in front of me.
Right now, Nate's doing some sort of, I don't know, like karate moves or something.
Caitlin, my sister, ended up killing it, but I was never again.
Don't kill it. Just catch it and put him back.
Catch it? Well, how do you know he won't attack me?
They're not, the
huntsman, They jump.
They can. They jump towards
See?
You.
See? They jump and get at you.
They're
so
fine.
Here's the question. 13 at 12.
I think this is more about your fear of spiders.
It is.
Mate.
Well, this is
do
why
you
I need
like
you.
Spiders? I didn't really.
No, I don't like spiders. I mean, I don't freak out completely. But, like, if I'm driving,
in our
they
house,
get me.
I'm the spider catcher.
Yeah, the spider catcher. Yeah, I'm the spider killer, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, killer spraying it with Glen 20 from 3 metres away.
No, it's just spraying it, mate. I'm drowning it.
Yeah, and I'm like, mate, that's Glen 20. That's an air freshener.
Something. Just something. All right, 13, Windex, if I need, whatever's closest to me.
I've seen you do that.
13, 12, 16, Hobart, jump on the phones right now. We know this happens in Tassie a lot. When did the spider get in the car? Maybe you were driving, maybe it came out from the visor, maybe it came up onto the steering wheel. 13 at 12, 16, when did the spider get in the car? Video going around at the moment.
He's probably looking for a lift. He's like, hey guys, you going to Salamanca? I just want to get on in the car.
We've all seen the video of the girl who was driving on a highway, Aussie girl, and it came out, jumped on the steering wheel while she was driving on the highway, absolutely freaked her out. The same thing has happened to me, producer Grace, in the studio. I know this has happened to you as well.
Yeah, I had one time my dad was dropping me off to school and I put the sun visor down and there was just this huntsman chilling there. And I'm really not afraid of spiders at all, but when they're there in an enclosed space, that's and you're driving.
You feel like you can't get away.
No, I know. I know. All we did, we pulled over. We'd screamed a lot, both of us.
Your dad too?
Yeah. Both of us were just like, oh my God.
Who got it out?
I did.
You didn't kill it though.
No, it's still in the car.
I don't believe in killing spiders. I just lift them up, put them outside.
Mm-hmm. I'll kill mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Like, I mean, some insects, but not like I like to let some.
Flies.
Know.
Flies.
Ants, yeah. Ants can get stuffed. I don't like ants.
I don't like ants.
Hate ants.
Why? No, they're annoying.
In my new house, there's so many ants. I don't know how to get rid of them. I'm feeling very overwhelmed.
Get a pest guy to spray for them.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten around to it.
I feel sorry for you if you haven't done anything about it.
So she was about to say, like, oh, I've got to call him.
It's
mostly if you, you don't want to take your work home with you because here you have to call people.
Mm, yeah. Okay. All right, let's go to Young Miracle from Rokeby. Hey, Miracle, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We are good. Miracle, when did the spider get in the car?
Well, we were driving out of the car park and I told my mum that there was a huntsman in the air vent. And my brother and my mum didn't believe me. And then it jumped out and we were screaming and we all jumped out of the car and we left the baby in the car.
Was it like your sister or something?
No, my brother, my baby brother.
Baby brother.
Your baby brother.
So the baby brother's in the car with the spider.
I had to fight off the spider, Miracle.
Yeah, because we all ran out of the car.
Mm. So who went and got the spider?
Well, one of our friends came along, but it just went back into the air vent, so it's been there for a couple of days. I'm not sure if it's gone or dead.
So the spider could still be in there, Miracle.
Yes.
She seems very relaxed about it.
Burn the car down, get a new one. It's the only option.
Alex from Kingston. Alex, when did the spider get in the car?
I was driving down the Brooker Highway, actually, and I stopped at the lights, and the spider ran across the window on my side, and it was huge. And so I put my hazard lights on, and I got out in the middle of the Brooker Highway. And thank God, someone came to the rescue, and they got it out.
How long were you waiting outside your car with the hazard lights on for?
I was well away from the car, but I was, I reckon it was maybe, you know, 5-10 minutes, and then someone came over and
it was like, why is his car here?
Yeah. Do you need a hand to pull over? And I was like, no, there's a spider in there. Like,
what kind of spider was it?
I don't know. It was a big one, though.
They're always big ones, aren't they? They're always big ones.
Nathan, it is Friday, and that means one thing.
An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
Always going to be horsey at the end there.
Yeah, and I'm the same now because I'm copying you.
Yeah, no, it's just...
That's it.
They're good cows.
That's a good start.
It is Friday, so let's find out who our nominars.
I said hobbits before.
It's Friday, guys. You know what it is, cows.
So unlike past weeks where Jimmy had no idea what normally happened on a Monday.
Yes, it is Monday. It means mad Mondays.
This week, he got it right.
This Dad Joe Mondays, it's a perfect way to kick off your Monday with a little bit of a laugh, a little bit of a hee-hee, a little bit of a hoo-hoo.
A bit of a ha-ha.
A bit of a ha-ha.
A bit of what?
Hee-hee, hoo-hoo,
ha-ha. What is that? Is that the way posh people laugh? Anyway, continue.
Right, let's go to Claremont. G'day, Sam. You got a dad joke for us?
Yeah, I was walking along the other day and someone out of nowhere threw a bottle of Omega-3 at me.
Oh.
But don't worry, the wounds are only superficial oil.
Very good.
Okay, now cue the posh people laugh. Punchline.
But don't worry, the wounds are only superficial oil.
He heals. He heals.
Now, Hobart, put your whinging pants on because it's time to play another round of
First World Problems.
This week, Jimmy and Nath had a problem with
trolleys in the self-checkout.
And poor Nath was suffering.
It's really getting my ghoulies. Grinding my gears. Grabbing my goat.
Can I get a mop and bucket to all three?
Anna from Warrain. Anna, does it annoy you?
Only if the trolley user has gone rogue and is then holding up the entire space with the trolley sideways.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. That is annoying.
When you see this happening in the self-checkout, do you give this person a glare? Will you go as far as saying something to them?
Probably not, but I am in line wondering where they've gone wrong in life to feel that that's okay.
I do want to let you know, Anna, as well, that when Nath was asking you then, you know, would you go say something? Nath would never say something.
I would never. No, but I'm just thinking maybe I'll go shopping with Anna and she can do it for me.
Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I clogged up self-checkout with my trolley.
Then Jimmy and Nath got a listener on the phone for a little bit of Veronica karaoke.
Yeah, the game is Veronica. Jim, to win the tickets, all we need people to do is call the show, wind down their windows wherever they are, and belt out their favourite Veronica song. All right, let's go to Old Beach. Ryan, are you a fan of the Veronicas?
Me and my partner are a fan.
All right, all the windows, we need all four of them down. Yep. Can you do that for us?
Oh, I can do that.
All right, Ryan, what Veronica song will you be belting out for us this morning?
You ruined me.
You ruined me. All right, good song. Ryan, nice and loud, take it away. You can do it.
Well done. Standing ovation.
Bit louder, Ryan.
Bit louder, Ryan. We need it louder.
Try, and I don't want to hear like I do. Even I could have told you, but then that we're done. You.
Well done, Ryan. Well done, mate. Oh, well
have
done,
you ever,
buddy.
Have you ever sung that? Did you know the song? I just feel like there was a lot of confidence
I haven't heard that song in years, but it's always been a good one to me.
Well, Ryan, you know what? You won yourself the tickets for you and your partner, mate.
You know what, Ryan? You ruined me.
Okay, I'll probably ruin everyone else's ears on the radio.
Well done once again to all our nominees, Jim. What a caliber.
Look, we only do three every week, Nath, but we'd be nothing without all the people that call the show.
Absolutely.
So, and look, if you didn't get on this week, call back next week.
Keep going, mate.
Potentially, you could be a nominee next week and potentially a cow, but Nath, it can only be one cow for the week. And please welcome to the show, Ryan.
G'day, Ryan.
G'day, boys.
Our 27th caller of the week, our 27th cow. Ryan, how do you feel?
Privileged.
Yeah, look, privileged.
Look, Ryan, you're already a winner. Like, you know, you won yesterday. You got the Veronica tickets, but we just couldn't go past it. Your effort, you know, it wasn't great, but that's why we loved it, because you just kept going. Mm. You know what I mean? You weren't the best singer, but you had a real red-hot crack at it.
Oh, that's it. No harm in that.
Now, Ryan, be honest with us. When we spoke to you, you said you did know the song, but you just hadn't heard it in a while. Is that true, or was it just the first time?
Yeah, that is true.
That's true.
Well, so that was your opportunity to say, no, you'd never heard it before, Ryan.
straight to the point.
Now, Ryan, you did want to win the tickets for you and your partner, May, I believe. That's true, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, is May with you right now?
Yep, she's with me now.
Do you mind if we just quickly chat to her?
Yep, no, that's fine.
Hello.
Hey, May, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
Now, May, you must be pretty excited. Your partner, Ryan, won you the Veronica tickets.
Yep.
Now, be honest with us. What did you think of his singing?
It was all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any tips? Any tips for him, May?
Get singing lessons.
Get singing lessons. I think he needs a bit more than singing lessons. But you know what? You're a double winner. Ryan, well done. Our 27th call of the week. You got the Veronica's tickets. Now, Ryan, I don't know if you've been told, but because you're now part of a very exclusive club, you are a cow, a limited cow. We do...
It's always been one. Jeez, May's just really sticking into it. Yeah. Can't sing. He is a cow.
Yeah. Ryan, what we do need you to do is moo us out, mate. Give us your best cow moo to celebrate our 27th caller of the week. Off you go.
Moo.
No, Ryan. No, this is the singing all over again.
It's not singing. You can put more energy into it.
Come on, Ryan.
Mm.
One more.
You know what, May, join in. Both of you there. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Mm.
May, I really heard you. You came through really strong. Jim, the announcement was made last week. We've been talking about it all week. Huge news for Tassie, December 30th. Vandemonian Touring are bringing the Veronicas to the Good Shed. And today is the final opportunity to win double passes, exclusive double passes to the Veronicas when they come at the end of the year, 13, 12, 16. You've just got to play this.
Hey, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Jess.
And we're the Veronicars.
Yes, if you don't know how it works, the game is called Veronicars. To win the tickets, all you got to do is call the show right now from your car. 13, 12, 16, wind your window down so the world can hear and belt out some Veronicas, Jim. Very easy.
Yep. This is your last opportunity, though, Hobart. Mm. So if you do, and I believe the tickets are nearly sold out as well. So,
Well, because this is the last one, the last Veronicars, is there anything in particular you want to hear?
No,
look, or more of the same.
I'm just looking for, you know, passion. Big fans. You don't have to be. We had a phenomenal singer earlier in the week, whose name eludes me. I believe it was Abby from Sandy Bay.
Abby, yeah,
Abby. She was phenomenal. And then we had Ryan from Isle Beach yesterday. Mm. It was awful. He was not a good singer.
But he knew it and he committed anyway.
A lot of enthusiasm.
That's what it's about.
So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for big fans with a lot of passion. You don't have to be a good singer. If you are, it's great. But we just want to give it to big fans. You don't want to give it to someone who's not that big of a fan.
No, kind of not into it. You know what I mean? All right. So 13, 12, 16, jump on the phones right now. Your final opportunity to win a double pass, exclusive tickets to the Veronicas. The game is Veronicars.
Hey, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Jess.
And we're the Veronicars.
Yes, the game is Veronicars. How it works is we just need a big fan to pull their car over, wind down their windows and belt out some Veronicas as passionately as they can. You don't have to be a good singer, do you?
No, it's just about the passion. And hopefully you're a big fan, because I don't want to give the tickets away to someone who's not a big fan. You know,
someone who wins the tickets and is not going to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we'll ask those questions. We'll just ask if you're a big fan, if you're free on the day, who you're going to take, those sort of things, you know?
All right, Lilla from New Norfolk. Hi, Lilla. How are you?
Good, thanks, fellas. How are you?
We're going all right. Lilla, you're a big fan of the Veronicas.
I'm the third member of the band, mate.
The third member of the band.
I can't really say what you're saying, Lilla, so the phone line's not the best.
Third member of the band. Okay. All right, Lilla, how often do you listen to the Veronicas?
Well, every day at the moment, with everyone screaming, belting it out in the cars in the morning, I get a song stuck in the head and my kids are shaking their heads at me right now.
Oh, no. Are the kids in the car with you, Lilla?
Yeah, Xavier's in the back seat blocking his ears. He says, Mum, you're going to burn my ears.
But he's a big fan of the Veronicas, though, isn't he, Lilla?
Oh, yeah, but not with me as the third backing member.
And are you free on the 30th, Lilla, of December?
I'll make myself free on the 30th.
Okay, like Lilla. Like all right. So where are you at the moment, Lilla? Paint the picture for us.
Okay, I'm not on the New Norfolk side of the highway. I'm coming along the Boyer side of the highway because I've taken my children to Lorraine, and I'm actually near Bridgewater Maccas at the moment.
Bridgewater Maccas, nice. Yeah. Is there a few people around Bridgewater Maccas? Can you see?
There's lots of cars there either going to get a really, really bad shock or they're all going to get a wake-up call.
I like it.
All right, Lilla, are all your windows down?
My two little coupe windows are down. I'm just rolled down my son's one as we speak.
This is what we're after. Lilla, what song are you going to be belting out for us?
I'm going to be belting out Forever.
Okay.
Yeah, good song. Good
Lilla,
choice.
Lilla, when you're ready, you take it away, girl.
All right. Here we are, so what you gonna do? Do I gotta spell it out for you? I can see that you got other plans for tonight. Well, I don't even care. Tick-tock, no time to rest.
Yes.
Yeah, we know I am not the best. Let them say what they're gonna say, but I hope that I won tickets. Come on, Jimmy, come on, no, please, Grace. That's as far as I can go. My people just laughing at me.
Well done, Lilla.
That's really
well
good,
done, custom-made lyrics.
I love the freestyle there as well.
Well, I am the third member, guys. But do you believe me now?
Yeah, oh, no,
absolutely.
I do.
I can hear it. I can hear it. Yeah.
What are your sisters' names again, Lilla?
Lisa and Jess, apparently.
Apparently.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.